On October 2nd, I met a man near the fairground, McEwen would confidently testify. I had with me a walking stick, which I had made out of the limb of a tree. I had some talk with the man, and finally he asked me for the stick, and I gave it to him. The exact date was Tuesday, October 2nd, 1894. That evening the rain resumed, and Chatel crossed the fairgrounds to the train station and marshalling yards. He slept overnight in a boxcar, and in the morning another man woke him by climbing noisily into the same carriage. The man didn't look like a tramp, Chatel said later. He had money and was carrying a bottle of whiskey. He gave Chatel enough change to buy a second bottle, and the two of them started drinking. That is where I got drunk, Chatel said. While I was drunk, I got out of the car and lost the bundle of clothes somewhere. I had a pair of pants that belonged to my suit, and a pair of new suspenders, and undershirt and trousers. I don't know where I hid it. I was tight. Chatel never found the extra clothes and never saw the other man again. About noon, he went looking for something to eat. The rain had stopped and the sun was coming out, perfect weather for the fair. He walked through a neighborhood of large residential lots, many supporting both a house and a small barn for keeping horses and chickens and perhaps a cow. At 1:15, Angus McLean, an engineer at the local gun and company flax mill, saw the tramp lying on the wet grass next to a walking stick. He asked me for a dime, McLean testified. I told him I thought he was drunk and did not deserve it. McLean told Chatel to move on, and he rose unsteadily to his feet. Not long afterward, 4 blocks away, McLean passed him again, standing with the walking stick in front of Donald and Isabella McLeod's house. The engineer continued on his way, and the drifter crept unseen around the back. The McLeods, it turned out, had left home a few minutes earlier to attend the fair. Chatel broke a window, climbed in, and once he had found something to eat, started rifling through a chest of drawers containing Mrs. McLeod's clothes and toiletries. He needed to replace his lost trousers and undershirt, but was drawn instead to the female articles. He was still drunk. He tried on a white petticoat or woman's underskirt, along with a navy blue skirt and a black cashmere waistcoat or vest trimmed with flowered satin brocade. On his head, he placed a black bonnet and veil, decorated with small black ostrich feather tips and a row of jet around the rim. In addition, he picked out a brush and comb, several bars of soap, a white apron, an old pair of girl's shoes, a second white petticoat that matched the first one, and a man's black cloth Glengarry cap or tam-o'-shanter with a red tassel.